Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Raycon Wireless Earbuds for supporting Skim. Raycon Earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/skim. Hey everybody, welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we are married.
We are Skim.
We are Skim. It's nice to see everybody. We've had a little bit of a wacky time.
How so?
Last week my family was in town. That was fine.
That's a wacky time only in the sense of like, we had more plans than usual.
We had a lot of plans. They all happened. That was fine.
We had a lot of plans and they all happened.
My niece just gave birth, but in a way you don't normally want to. She had a hysterectomy. What's it called?
It's a C-section. I don't think that's anything somebody doesn't want. Some people do choose that.
Well, some people don't want to foul up their, you know, they don't want to tear up the vajay. So they get, but you can't opt into it, can you?
I think you can if you know you're going to have a really big baby and there's no way you're going to deliver it naturally.
Oh, well, yeah, because then the doctor will agree, yes, we can't do vaginal birth. We're going to have to go for get out the scissors and wipe them off deal. So.
I don't think there's any scissors involved. I'm just going to put it out there.
I hope not. But anyway, so she's recovering, but that wasn't the plan. They weren't planning on a C-section. It happened kind of last minute. They just couldn't make it work. Complications, so boom, there it is. Baby's out. She's going to have to take a little more time to recoup, right?
I think it takes a little more time. I don't know. I never had a C-section, but I know it takes a little more time to
If you could recover. Do it all over again, would you prefer a C-section?
No.
No?
Probably not.
You're okay with that, the way it worked out?
I mean, two of them I had natural. I was like...
Yeah, with that second one that we had, remember that snippy thing that happened to you?
Snippy thing.
I don't want to be breaking your HIPAA regulations here or anything. But
then you better stop talking, mister.
I have a small cough, and it's all because of the stupid smoke, but that's actually a little better today.
You cannot complain about the smoke. You don't live in California.
It's their smoke.
I know, but they're in much worse
situation. No, I know that they are, but it's still what's causing me to cough. So if you cough on the show, you know why. Coughing. I'm not complaining.
We've all got a little bit of
terrible
air out here. But
yeah, our air's not great. Okay, well, here's one that is ours that we can complain about.
Okay.
On Tuesday, we got up to, it was clocked as high as 112 mile per hour wind and an average of 96 miles per hour.
Bunch of uprooted trees in Salt Lake.
Trees that are like 500-year-old trees.
I don't think they're that old.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. But they were here well before we ever got here, before America was America. For real. Like,
some of them, yes.
Yeah, big ancient oaks and stuff like that. Torn out of their roots, pulled up onto people's houses, on top of their cars.
Yeah, that did happen.
There were multiple semi trucks turned over on highways.
There was no school because all the electricity. Well, the electricity. Say all, but a lot of the people were without electricity in Salt Lake.
Because in the city, it's still above ground.
Yeah, in the older parts of the
wires.
City.
Hopefully, this isn't making a windy noise on this. This breeze is a little.
We can
much.
Hope for that. I prefer the breeze over the wind the other day, though. It was hard to sleep.
Yeah, we couldn't sleep. And it just felt, the air pressure felt weird, and it just was not great. So that's, this year alone, two of the weirdest, freaky, weathery, natural things had happened. I guess earthquakes aren't weather, but we had
we did drop from 91 on Monday to 50.
And 100-something the previous week.
So we go the high of Tuesday?
91 down to 33 or something in the night.
At night, yeah.
So we got almost to freezing in one night. And right now it's still, I don't know, what is this, like 50?
I would say mostly freezing. All my flowers are really, really sad, and my basil's really sad. But it got too cold for all of that.
How sad? Like depressed sad? Like needs medication? Needs therapy sad?
It's going to need some medication.
Oh!
There are flies out here.
September fly season. That's the new plague.
Like I said, though, you can't really complain because some people in California have it so much worse right now.
Well, yeah, but you have to look at it this way. No matter what you say or do, somebody's always got it better. Someone's always got it worse. It doesn't matter who you are.
It's true.
Always.
I could be on the beach in the Caribbean. I'd be happy with that. They've got it better right now.
Like, who do you?
Until they get their next tropical storm.
Like, right now, who has it the very worst on this planet, if you had to guess?
Oh,
what is
I
the
don't
worst
have
that's
a
happening?
Clue.
It had to be really awful, right?
It'd have to be pretty bad, because there's some craziness going on.
Somebody right now is having their skin
okay
burned off of them while they're alive. Something
okay.
like that. Well, I'm not saying that's good. I'm saying
but
it's
I'm
bad.
I'm saying, why are we talking about that?
I'm saying no matter what I complain about, no matter how irritated I am, no matter how bad the chicken was
you're
I ate or whatever it is,
complainer.
There's always somebody getting their skin burned off.
Oh, my gosh.
So I shouldn't complain.
No, you shouldn't complain at all.
No. That's what I'm saying. That's my point.
Or ever repeat saying all of those things again.
Should I never say them again? So what do you give a niece who had a C-section? What's the gift of giving that keeps on giving?
Well, we did a nice big basket and sent and gave it to her for her shower.
Yeah.
But when she gets home, we'll probably take dinner. I think okay. that's the best thing because it's hard to get around. After a baby, you just are tired, so, so tired, and no one wants to get up and make dinner.
Well, and the sucky tired. Business is that... they can't even, her parent, or so my sister and her husband can't see this baby for 12 days.
Well.
Because of COVID restrictions.
Luckily, we have FaceTime and Skype and all the things that
yeah, but
make
still,
it a lot easier. Well, that's how it's
sucks.
Going. 14 days before you get to see the baby.
My guess is they've
that's
been.
That's only hard when they live really close to each other.
Well, and they've been really careful in general, this couple.
Yeah.
So my guess is they're not going to want to see a whole lot of people for a good long time. Tay was that way, and she didn't even have
we'll
COVID to worry about.
Probably have food delivered to their house. How about that?
Oh, we got to get flu shots today.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Yeah. So get your flu shots, because it takes a little while.
There's a lot of things going on today.
Yeah, there's
we
a lot.
To get flu shots, because...
I got to shift stuff.
You got to shift stuff around?
Left shift. I got a stream tonight. I've got a... we got a flu shots, like you mentioned. Why are you whining? Come here.
And then
we got a new dog. Why aren't we talking about this dog?
Well,
come here.
Carter got a new dog, and she's adorable.
Yeah, so we got a rescue Weimaraner. Hi, come here. It's okay.
She's 3 months old.
Yep, her name is Ellen Ripley. Come here.
It's Ripley.
Ripley.
Stop
she's
it.
Named after Ellen Ripley.
But
from the Aliens
not,
movies.
It's not the Jim Raynor, the female dog going on here. Her name
what?
Is Ripley.
Why not?
Because Carter gets to name her.
Anyway,
her
she's a beautiful dog. She has these amazing eyes that are like gold, almost white.
And they kind of look gray sometimes.
They change color.
It's weird.
Yeah. And she's just got this look about her. You can tell she's going to be big, but right now she's just like a floppy puppy.
So cute. And she flops around. It's great.
And she's been great so far. She's potty training pretty well. Carter's been great about all that stuff. She sleeps at night.
Yeah, which has been
no barking
fantastic.
At night or anything. She barks less than the other two idiots. But one of those idiots is leaving this week, which would be a little sad.
Yeah, I am sad. Boomer's been like my dog.
Yeah.
But she's moving in with Nick. Nick has a emotional support animal letter for his apartment, and now he's able to take Boomer with.
Yep. And that's apparently a very controversial thing.
Really?
Yeah, because even though I know Nick to be, would benefit from an emotional support animal, mm-hmm. For all the reasons that that happens, including diagnosis and everything else, some people think that it's only meant for, I don't know, people like the gatekeep.
You know what? Do what's right for you. That's all I can.
Yeah, that's all I can ever say. That's all I want to do anymore is just say, you know what?
Do what's right for you and
you
yours.
Just go do what you got to do and
don't if you're tear not, people down for what they choose to do.
If you're hurting somebody else, don't do that. But if it hurts just you, that's fine. Knock yourself out. don't burn the flesh off a person.
We've been super busy around here.
We have been
cooking so much.
Yeah, we got a batch of jambalaya that won't end.
I did make jambalaya this week. I've made, in the last 2 weeks since we last talked, I've made two different kinds of jam. I made blackberry and I've got some nectarines from a neighbor. I made nectarine jalapeno jam.
Tell me about that more. What's that? What was that process so people know how you make that?
It's literally three ingredients. Nectarines.
Yeah.
Peeled.
Yeah.
It's smashed.
But how do you preserve it? Oh, sorry. I saw the sun on the screen. It's about blinded me.
Just like most jams, you have to have enough acidity, which nectarines have, but I also added blended really tiny bits of jalapeno.
Yeah.
And then sugar.
And it's very good. It's got a little bite, but not anything crazy. Oh, tell them about your adventure in buying a year's worth of green chilies and then roasting them or whatever you did.
A year's worth? Wow.
It was a lot, right?
I did go to the store, and they've been doing the Hatch green chilies. You buy the 25-pound box. Or you can buy them just by the pound, just 1 pound at a time.
Not named after Orrin Hatch, longtime serving senator of the state of Utah? Okay.
So I went to the store, and they were on sale.
Yeah.
And I can't resist a sale, apparently, because it was a 25-pound box of Hatch chilies. They will roast them for you for free at the store.
Did they?
It was $4.99.
$4.99
for a 25-pound box because they were at the end
of
the season.
I would have done that, too.
So I had them roast them all up.
I don't even know what to do.
And I sat in my kitchen for hours peeling all the skins because they put them in a plastic bag and they steam peelings off, and then you slide them right off. Take the seeds out. I put them all in containers and froze a bunch, and then I have some in the fridge.
And so what are you going to make?
I did make the green chili sauce.
Oh, right. We had some on something you made. What'd you make that was
It was
there?
Like rice and ground beef. It was like, just a green chili sauce.
It was very good.
And then I did put some in some actual chili, which I made also this week.
I have to make more of that. That stuff makes me fart, but I love it.
There's still some in the fridge.
Maybe those beans have broken down a little
bit.
Maybe
I'll give them to you tonight when I'm not here.
No, if I eat them now, it's tomorrow. Stupid wind. Tomorrow's when I'm going to fart.
See, and all I've done today, I did, what did I do? Oh, I've made all the flowers for a wedding. There are boutonnieres, corsages, and bridal bouquets. And
oh, yeah, we have a neighbor getting married.
I'm helping her out with that. She's going to come over and make
a bouquet. So is that a mask wedding? Are they wearing masks?
Yeah, they're asking people to wear masks at the reception.
So going through the line, you're like...
Yes, congratulations. I'm sure that's what they said.
It might make it go quicker.
It will, hopefully.
They can get off.
I talked to the mom, and she's like hoping that people will be like, hey, thanks for coming. So good to see you. See you later.
They can finally get the coitus on. Get out of there quicker. Well, you know what I'm saying? Everybody who's getting married is excited because they get to,
Yeah.
Well, I guess, I always say that, but I realize that's mostly a me thing. You and I were virgins. We got married.
Yeah,
everybody else I know isn't or wasn't.
Live together, whatever.
But this couple is, I think.
I don't know.
I don't want to assume, but I think so.
I don't want to assume anything, but they're just our neighbors. I don't ask.
It's okay. Why are you so afraid over there?
Oh, Ripley.
You know what it is. She doesn't like when Carter's not around.
She's really attached to Carter. It's adorable, actually. It's Carter's first dog.
Well, that, and I read that Weimaraners get fiercely loyal to whoever their owners are.
Well,
and she's definitely attached, yeah. But she's also so sweet. She just doesn't want her to flee.
I made a list of everything else, by the way, that I did make this week, just so I had it.
Oh, read it.
Chocolate chip zucchini bread.
Chocolate chip zucchini bread.
Because someone gave me zucchinis.
It was good. It was weird.
Everyone's how good it was. Done growing them now.
Yeah, we're done with the zucchinis.
I made my own cream cheese. I learned how to make it.
How'd you do that?
I drained off with cheesecloth some yogurt.
Made homemade yogurt too. Mention that.
I did make homemade yogurt.
That was the week before.
That was a
but
different day, yeah.
But still, you made your own yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't stink like the Dannon plant does. We live by a Danim plant-ish. We don't live that close, but if you when get within you about a block of it, you want to die. Like, oh. It's so bad.
I made black-eyed peas.
Oh, they were great.
Jerky.
Every time
jerky.
I come around, brothers look me up and down. Something. It's a black-eyed peas.
I got you.
Okay, keep
I
going.
Hear you. I made more beef jerky. Oh. Which I need to make more today.
Oh, I thought you were
last week I made
I was getting
more.
All excited.
I made chili. I dried all my herbs from my garden because it was going to get cold. And I
you say
it.
Herbs or herbs?
Herbs. No, my herbs. I don't say
Randy
herbs.
Randy says herbs. It's still.
Herbs.
I would say herbs as well.
I dried all my herbs.
Yeah, dried your herbs.
The garden was about to die on that very, very cold morning that we had.
Old so dry herb, we called them.
I took them all off and dried them in the oven.
Yeah.
Made my jam, both blackberry and nectarine jalapeno.
That's fantastic.
And
what else?
What else did I make?
Is that it? You always make
jambalaya yesterday.
Oh, jambalaya, big batch.
I haven't made anything yet today.
Except I'm gonna just say this: that jambalaya batch is amazing, and I don't even think it's because of how much is in there. For some reason, I am averse to the sausages this time, and I don't know why.
Same sausage I
know.
Always use.
I know, and I usually love it. For some reason, it's like
did
tomatoes.
I'm
like on or off.
Or
no,
something?
No. Hmm. I think it's just me.
It's just you then.
Something about them.
We'll blame Scott.
Too much nitrates or something. I don't know.
So if you haven't noticed, I think stress of just everyday stress that has been accumulating through all of the things going on in the world,
mm-hmm.
I cook.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
When there's hurricane winds in a freaking western state.
I'm making jambalaya.
Kim makes jambalaya. When there's an earthquake, Kim makes soup.
I don't know what else to do.
Well, it's also the other thing about this weather or the temperature drop and stuff is it feels like fall weather, so we were in the mood for like
that's true
soups
and warm things,
chunky things and stuff.
I feel like Tracy Haley, good friend of ours in Oregon, has kind of I'm like her spirit animal is here with me as I cook because she cooks all the time and I love seeing what she's doing.
Oh, I got yelled at the other day for saying spirit animal. Did I tell you about this? Oh. Well, I'm not saying you should or shouldn't. I just got yelled at. It was...
Don't yell at me.
Oh, I won't yell. They may.
Sorry.
What was the thing? It was... somebody said I was appropriating Native American culture.
Oh, that's not what I'm trying to do.
I know you're not. Of course you're not. Neither was I.
They know that I'm not.
They should know that, too.
I feel like
but we
I
live
have...
in a world where everyone goes, you said
what did
a
they
thing.
Say? But yeah. Tracy's constantly cooking. Every single day she's posting something new that she's baking or cooking or making. And so I feel like we're friends.
Oh, and we also have some new news on the front of Kim finds dumb shows and then binges them.
Yes.
Shows I don't like, but she loves.
Yes, I
she
do.
Found a new one. It's called Haven. It's not new. It's been out.
It's
came
been
out in 2010.
For a long time.
2010 to 2015.
Yeah.
And she really likes it. It's like X-Files meets WB people. I think it was a sci-fi show. It's where it originally was.
WB people.
And it's just not my jam. But I'm going to tell you. So if you're like Kim and you've heard her taste before, run, not walk, to see Haven on Netflix. Netflix?
Yeah, it's
okay.
On Netflix.
I, on the other hand, am watching the new Ridley Scott series, produced series, and he directed the first episode called Raised by Wolves.
Okay.
Which I actually think you might like, too, but it's very science fiction. It's got that Flamel dude from the Viking show that you like, the main guy.
Like him,
he's cool. He's got crazy
great.
Eyes. I don't even know how to describe this thing. Androids and space and planets and it's just
yeah,
bad.
I probably would like
it's
it.
It's really good. It's really good. HBO Max original. So Max original and HBO original.
So what you're saying is next time I'm like, okay, I'm done binging that show, I need to ask you what you think I will like
yeah.
next.
Yeah.
Instead of just, I kind of flip through.
Sure.
Like, oh, this looks
because I don't think you'd like Devs, but I think you'd like this.
First episode, and then I decide if I'm going to keep watching.
Right. The Stand, I think when that comes, I think you're going to like The Stand. Although it hits a little home now that it's about a plague. And
yeah, that's
there's things about
crazy.
The Stand that are a little, meh.
Okay.
And I'm watching The Outsider right now. Which is, I've only seen an episode of, but I immediately know you're not going
to
like
how
it.
How many hours in the day do you have to watch TV?
Hardly any. I watch it mostly at night while you're laying there next to me watching your shows. See, you watch three episodes of Haven and don't even notice, and I'm done, and then that's when
then
I've just done my
your,
thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I'm kind of an iPad, earphones in
it's
kind of TV
we
guy.
We were sitting around while you guys were signing all your comic book day prints.
Oh, yeah. Grats to everybody who got those. You're too late now if you didn't...
Rude.
Get on that. Well, we only do it for a day. That's always the deal.
I know.
And then I always get, as soon as that day's over, oh, I missed it. What can I always feel bad and I don't know what to do. So I forward all that to Dave and let him deal with it.
Okay.
Because I don't want to, I hate that feeling of not being able to give it to somebody. But we gave away a ton of free stuff, and they're all on their way.
Busy signing them at night, and so that's when I sit and watch my shows.
Signing them. Have you seen my signature lately? It's barely a signature. In fact, I would say...
It's barely a signature.
I would say you can't technically call it a signature. All right. Speaking of things that are cool and you want to have in your ears, like when I listen or when I watch this, this show, The Outsider, or I was watching Raised by Wolves, I did it with my Raycon wireless earbuds in my head while I did it. And that's what you guys should do too, also. Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness or watching TV on your iPad like me, you don't want to be listening to other people. You want to listen to what you're planning on listening to, which is that show or music or whatever. I've been on a heavy metal kick. I want to listen to Five Finger Death Punch. I don't want to listen to you. Just kidding. I'll listen to you. But they're very easily let you hit the little button on the side and pause. So it's not like you can't just listen.
I've noticed that.
Yeah, it's very good. Okay, I know, dog. I'll talk to you in a second. Anyway, whatever it is you're listening to, everybody needs a great pair of wireless earbuds before you go dropping hundreds of bucks on a pair. Maybe check out these wireless earbuds from Raycon. I really like them. We teamed up with them, and they're offering 15% off your order at buyraycon.com. That's R-A-Y-C-O-N, as in Nancy.com, /skim. And they're super rad. Unlike some of your other wireless options, they don't have wires hanging. There's no weird stems. You don't have some funky thing happening on a conference call. And this company was co-founded by Ray J and people like Snoop Dogg, Cardi B. You know, she's all about the WAP now. Have you heard about that? Do you want me to tell you what that is? You probably don't know what
that
is.
Maybe when you're done.
I'll tell you when we're done. Anyway, Melissa Etheridge is another example who is not singing about WAP. But no matter what you're listening to, Raycon's the way to go. They started about half the price of other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound amazing. Their newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, that's the pair I have. That's the best yet. 6 hours of battery life. Seamless Bluetooth pairing on any device I've tried it on, including, what did I do? I put it on something weird downstairs. What was it?
Like PlayStation
or something?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember, but I used it on a thing that you wouldn't even think you could do that with, and it totally just like works for my PC, my Mac, all of it. Anyway, they're amazing. More bass, more compact design, gives you a nice noise isolating fit. There's no ice involved. You don't have to worry about the ice. Get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/skim. That's buyraycon.com/skim for 15% off. Once again, buyraycon.com/skim. Kim, I have a question.
What's that?
Well, it's a note from someone. I didn't get a name. Why did I not get a name? Well, anyway, this is what the message on Twitter said. Just listen to the latest skim. Tell Kim for beef jerky, soft to medium freeze the meat, and use a mandolin slicer. Is that like a... I think I know what that is. Oh, yeah, like a cheese slicer kind of.
Yeah.
Ish.
Ish.
Oh, hi, pup. It's okay.
But it makes a nice thin slice.
It says what it does, it gets the thickness uniform. Also, she says, he or she says, you need to be using Twitter.
Okay.
People just like talking to you on there.
I'm sorry. I'm not.
You're just not a social media person.
On my phone a lot.
It's fine. You're probably better off than all of us by not being super social media.
But I feel bad when other people want to talk to me.
Because
I don't even see it. I don't.
Kim's on Facebook. She'll check that here and there.
But it's literally here and there, like once or twice a week, maybe.
She's the smart one, you guys.
And check and see whose birthdays I need to tell someone happy birthday.
She's the smart one. The rest of us are. You know,
I don't know if that's true because everyone's like, she should be on Twitter.
Well, they just want to. I mean, the reason I like Twitter is because I can reach out and have these conversations with people.
That's true.
A lot of downsides if you're obsessed with it. Like, the news is never good. Politics is a mess. Like, all of it's just kind of gross. But when I'm communicating with somebody who's like, dude, you see this Mad Max Fury Road animation thing someone did? Oh, no way. That's cool. Hey, did you hear about this band? Like, I get that a lot, and that's awesome. So
we
for me, those are the benefits of it.
But I feel like my communication comes directly from my friends or family, and I get enough from you whenever you're like, hey, did you hear about this one thing? You know what I'm interested in.
That's true.
But the rest of the time, I'm usually busy.
That's true. What if?
Like, I don't even, people tell me, oh, you need to listen to this audiobook, and I'm like, when? Because I'm in and out of my car, very short jaunts.
Yeah.
Then I'm babysitting for Van because I love to do that. Or I'm cooking something, which, yes, I could have. I usually have really good music cranked up in my kitchen when I'm cooking, though.
Yeah, well, she'd probably mention that Kim and I.
Death Punch was really fun.
Yeah, pretty great. Pretty good. But Kim and I really like, specifically, especially, I should say, 90s era techno. There's cool stuff these days, like Knife Parties. Like, they're more aughts, but, you know, they're definitely. But the Crystal Method, dude, oh, man.
I love that. And so whenever I'm cooking, I don't want to necessarily be listening to a book.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have music cranking, and I could just really get into my groove.
You have simple needs.
I have very simple needs.
Like Heart of Dixie. Simplest of needs.
You're about to get punched in the arm.
But no,
you're
like, okay.
Rude.
But
here's not being rude.
No, here's the hypothetical. So what if the Hallmark Channel came out and said, hey, we're starting a new social media network, and it's all around our Christmas movies. The app itself is always themed with Christmas things.
I still wouldn't get on.
You still wouldn't do it.
No. Speaking of which, though, back to the mandolin, I am going to try that because I do need more uniform slices.
Wow, look at you going back.
I came all the way back around.
Yeah, back to
the
cutting the meat.
Big circle.
Yeah.
But they were saying use a mandolin. I hadn't thought of that, freezing it and doing the mandolin.
Why is that called a mandolin? Is a guitar-like thing, isn't it?
It's a different mandolin.
Oh.
Sorry, I had to go back to it because I didn't want to forget it.
The Mandolin-DeLorean. All right, yeah, no, cut that meat today, though, because don't put that off.
I need to get busy with that
meat. I need some dried meat. I do. I want some dried meat.
All right. I got to get busy on that.
Yeah, because it takes about, what, we figured 4 or 6 hours, somewhere in that range?
4 to 6, depending on the thickness. But if I had it all the same thickness, it would be all done at the same time.
Well, it's 1:30 in the afternoon right now. If you started it now, you would need till...
I have someone picking up wedding flowers in 15 minutes. And ooh. Then my babysitting for Taylor because she's got to work.
Oh, right. You're babysitting Van, and I'm on a stream, some and Carter's
photos.
Got school, and everyone's busy, man.
I don't even know why I feel so busy. I would say from March to June, I felt like I got nothing done all day. Well, days would go by.
Those were really stressful times.
It was very stressful. But now I'm like, I can't seem
to slow down.
The stress
is still there, but it's like you have to work in it, you know? You have to do stuff within its confines of the stress. You have to get work done.
Yes.
Which I think everybody's probably feeling that way, and you're all doing your best, and that's awesome. I also heard yesterday we have the lowest, at least Herbert's claiming this, the lowest unemployment rate in the nation right now. Utah
does. Our state does?
Yeah.
Wow.
4.5. Which
is very industrious people.
Pretty industrious. They call us the beehive state. Like bees, we're very industrious.
That's why I said it.
Serving the queen.
Oh my gosh.
That's why I've always, no, it's why I never liked that. I never liked that metaphor, or not metaphor, but it's a state slogan.
Yeah.
I never liked it because it only works so far.
State
yes, bees are busy. They're very busy. But that's where it ends.
But do you find that that a lot of people around here do? I do feel like they're just really busy in everybody's business.
They are, but bees sting you. They're always farting on trees or whatever they do. What do they do?
I don't think it's that.
The male bee poor farts trees. On the tree. But no, they
oh
do
gosh.
Stuff with like honey and pollen, and they serve the queen. And that's just it. The people are way more complicated than that.
I agree with you, but that's really cool that we're lowest in
it is cool.
unemployment, but I think it's because there's a lot of businesses like yours. You have a lot of self-employment.
A lot of self-employment,
a lot of that here. So I think that's probably
also
why.
A lot of stuff that doesn't depend or doesn't sway so much with big downturns. Utah's weird because we never are at the top end of anything great, and we're never at the bottom of anything bad. We're always like just in the middle.
In the middle.
And that's maybe why I'm such a middle guy.
I think that's what I do, though. I just kind of do my thing.
That's why I'm so centrist.
I don't get involved in a ton of things.
Yeah.
I try to help where I can, but I'm like, I'm just going to do my thing.
I think that's what kept me away from extremes my whole life. I've never felt the need to be extreme on any end of any spectrum of any kind.
I agree with that.
Which I don't know if that's... I think that's good.
I think it's good. It's good to be in the middle ground of a lot of things.
It's the old definition of the word conservative.
It's like I know a little bit about a lot of things.
Yeah. Jack of all trades, master of none. See, that's not a good one. That one depresses people. What depresses me most, though, is my love of caffeinated drinks right now. I kind of...
Why?
I don't know.
Is that a problem? I think
you know how it is for a lot of
people
that can't stop drinking caffeine?
Yeah.
I feel like my whole life I didn't worry about that so much, but now I want a Diet Coke every 5 minutes or a Diet Dr. Pepper. It's all diet now, but I just want...
I think that you're in the mode of trying to do something that makes you feel
good.
Kind of a quick high a little bit happy at the moment. And I think that does that for a lot of people.
I think you're right. And I think the Coca-Cola company is running away with it.
Very first sip of Coke, I just go, oh my gosh, that's so good. I don't need the whole thing. I just need that first sip.
Do you remember when
drinking it.
Do you remember when your mom thought that Mountain Dew was evil? She probably still does. But that time that I had a Mountain Dew in Mississippi.
She thought it was evil. She just doesn't. You made me hide. She's not a caffeinated person.
But you made me hide the can. Do you remember that? Because you were,
mom,
you know.
Won't like that.
Back in the day, she was like brutal that way. It's not so big deal now. Is it, sweetie?
No. Oh, you guys. My dad really likes Dr. Pepper.
I wish. Yeah, he's a fan. I wish you guys could see this dog, and I am not kidding. She can lick my ear now. Oh, you're so sweet.
And her eyes look blue right now. It's weird.
Yeah, they're
like,
blue. That's so weird. You're a weird dog, but I love
you. Maybe it changes with her moods. Maybe it's like a mood ring.
She's got two mood rings in her head. You know what Bo says? Bo says our eyes are just part of our brain. Did you know that?
Really?
Because think about it. They're just extended out a little bit with these nerves that just go straight into your brain. They're just like tentacles on your brain.
Wow. Never really thought about it that
way. So his whole point is when you're putting terrible stuff into your eyes, you're putting bad stuff into your brain, whatever it may be, whatever your definition of that is. So if you're watching snuff videos where people are dying all the time.
Oh my gosh.
I couldn't. This week was bad because I've been tricked twice now with that suicide video.
Really?
And you'd think I wouldn't get it the second time, but here's how they got me. The first time, I just didn't know what it was, and it was on, I think it was on, not Facebook, it was on YouTube. And it got pulled down almost immediately, but I happened to be there and saw it, and it was horrible. Do not recommend it. I mean, I didn't seek it out, but don't seek it out. Especially kids, dude. Because their brains are still getting wired. They don't need to see this. It's awful. This guy blew his head off right on camera. And it was a live, it was a Facebook live thing.
I've been avoiding
getting online.
I don't want to be
good for you.
Seeing anything.
But then the other thing was, then somebody snuck it into an edit. So it was like a game of video that was just going and going and going. And then suddenly the moment where he pulls the trigger and then back to the game thing. So they were just trolling. But that's what I'm more.
It makes me mad because
it makes me so mad.
People don't have a choice. You should be able to choose whether or not you see something.
And if a kid
like
sits down to watch a Minecraft video, which that's not what that was, but if it was, he should feel confident that he's not going to suddenly be shown some horrible suicide in the middle of it.
Yeah.
That really bummed me out. So by leaving the show on a bad low note, well, today we can just hang up here and be done after talking about videotape
suicide. Go make something really good in your kitchen, people.
Yeah, go make food, make some bread, buy some cookies, take them to your old neighbor. Just let them know you're thinking about them.
Yeah, check in on people
wear a mask
you haven't
makes
checked
sense.
In on in a while and just text them, see how they're doing. Make sure everybody's doing all right.
If you see somebody not wearing a mask, don't yell at them. And if somebody sees you in a mask and they give you crap, just smile at them. They won't even know because you're wearing the mask.
They won't even know.
Yeah.
They won't know you're laughing.
Did I tell you about the dream? I did tell you about that dream.
Which dream?
I was at a Walmart
wearing
a mask, and some guy was ripping on me, going, wearing a mask? What kind of little girl wears a mask in public? Man, just doing this.
Okay.
I don't know why he has this accent, but
either.
He did in the dream. And I walked up to him and I said, I pulled it down a little bit and I said, oh, wait, I'm sorry, hold on 1 second. F you. And flipped him off both fingers and walked away in the dream. It was great.
That's a good feeling.
I feel like I need that outlet once in a while. Just like a.
Oh, there's been times, and Scott can attest to this, I wanted to get in a fight. I just wake up and I want to punch
Kim
something.
Gets these like mama bear kind of things once in a while. And
it didn't even have anything to do with my kids.
No, I know, but it's this instinct where you want, and I would not want to be on the receiving end of Kim's anger. Because she's the, hey, really?
Ripley.
More like Weiner Rhymer.
It's okay.
Or Rhymo Weiner.
She's just wanting Carter. She's looking for Carter.
We're going to go get her. She didn't leave yet.
She's just inside.
Okay. It's okay, you wrinkly-faced weirdo.
I thought it'd be fun to bring her to the show.
Anyway, she was good. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening. If you want to send in emails about your recipes, about your thoughts, your feelings, you want to take us to task, all that stuff's fine. Scott@frogpants.com is the email. Again, Scott@frogpants.com. Anything you want to say at the end here?
Be good to people.
Be good to people. That's a pretty good idea. And for the rest of y'all, stay safe.
See you next time.
And gross. Got dog boogers. Bye, everyone.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.